An Indiana police captain working for the Plainfield Police Department was placed on administrative leave after giving a trainee an emotionally and politically charged response to a question about the origins of statistics that reportedly indicate that transgender people are 3.32 times more likely to experience police violence than other groups. The interaction between the officer and Captain Kerry Weber occurred during a training session last month instructing police on how to interact with transgender people in the community. Most of the people that I know have never been accused of police violence, so I guess I don't get where that statistic comes from, the officer said. Instead of giving the officer the source of the statistics and informing him that his personal connections to other officers aren't a good barometer for judging whether or not a problem exists, Captain Weber gave a buzzword as a response to his question and said, because of your white male privilege, so you wouldn't know. Captain Weber could have given an example by saying she personally doesn't know any neo-Nazis or Klan members, but that doesn't mean they don't exist and are not engaged in acts of violence against non-white people. Weber is being held up as a hero in the black press for telling white cops they are ignorant because of their white male privilege when the non-answer was very unprofessional and a missed opportunity to properly train a cop on the issue of police violence. Let's not pretend that this white female police captain doesn't enjoy white privilege and in that situation held the power over the lesser ranking officers in her training class by giving a politically charged non-answer to a legitimate question about the source of the cited statistics. The captain was emotional, displayed poor judgment, and failed to provide true leadership in her profession and brought about a situation where white males get to play the victim of racism and misogyny. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. For more, visit us at blacktalkradionetwork.com.